The Reds beat the Cubs on Tuesday night at Great American Ballpark 3-2, thanks to a Spencer Steer walk-off double in the bottom of the ninth that scored Stuart Fairchild. Luis Sessa made the start for the Reds. His only mistake was a Wilson Contreras home run leading off the top of the fourth. Fernando Cruz gave up a leadoff home run to Nico Hoerner in the seventh. The Reds' offense really couldn't get anything going early, but number nine hitter Chucky Robinson hit a two-run homer in the seventh to tie the game, and that set the stage for Steer. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, a good win tonight for the Reds, Cowboy, and always fun to walk one off. And how about the youngster Spencer Steer coming through in the clutch at the end?
Yeah, that was a big hit for Steer, and not only a big hit, but the way that he hit it, it was reminiscent of the ball that he hit out of the ballpark earlier this year. And Chucky Robinson, I mean, you can't talk about this game without talking about the ball that he hit out to tie the ball game at two. The Reds showed no offense early, but they showed a lot of fight late.
How about the pitching again? Luis Sessa looked really good. Made the one mistake through five innings. Had to come out, the knee thing bothering him. But overall, another pretty strong start from Luis Sessa for his final appearance of 2022.
Yeah, I thought he increased the tempo. I thought he was able to put together some quality innings and get the ball to the bullpen. The bullpen threw the ball awfully well. I think when you look at what Diaz was able to do right there at the end along with Farmer and Cruz, and you have to throw Gibeau in there as well, one run over that last four innings of baseball, they did their job.
Good win as the Reds beat the Cubs 3-2 here at Great American Ballpark. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this. The Reds beat the Cubs on Tuesday night 3-2, and now to the highlights. Luis Sessa started for the Reds, and through the first three innings only allowed one base runner, and that was the walk to Alfonso Rivas. The Cubs did get on the board when Wilson Contreras led off the top of the fourth.
Still no score. The Cubs still looking for their first hit against Luis Sessa. First ball swinging. Contreras drives it deep center field. On the run, at the wall, leaping up Ciani, and it is gone. Well, there's the first hit, and it's the first Cub run. 1-0 Chicago. Contreras has his 22nd home run of the year, and it puts the Cubs up 1-0.
After the home run, Sessa retired the next three batters and then set the Cubs down in order in the fifth. Christopher Morel was the first batter in the sixth. He reached on a throwing error by Spencer Steer. At that point, Sessa left the game with a knee injury. Ian Gibeau took over. He walked the batter but got out of the inning without a run scoring. Here's the pitching line on Luis Sessa. 5-plus innings, one hit, one run it was earned, one walk, four strikeouts, a home run, 61 pitches, 40 for strikes. Meanwhile, the Reds' offense could not get a whole lot done against Chicago starter Javier Assad. Jake Fraley and Kyle Farmer had back-to-back hits in the first, but a double play ended that inning. Michael Ciani reached on a two-out single in the second, and then the Reds didn't have another base hit until Chucky Robinson singled leading off the sixth. With one out in that inning, Assad walked Jake Fraley, and that was the end of his night. Keegan Thompson replaced Assad. He walked Kyle Farmer to load the bases, but Donovan Solano struck out, and Fairchild popped up to end the threat. The Cubs added to their lead in the top of the seventh. Fernando Cruz was on the mound. The first batter he had to face was Nico Hoerner.
Oh, boy. This one is hit high and deep and gone out of left field, and it is a 2-0 Cubs lead. Nico Hoerner on the board for the 10th time, and he got every bit of that one. Cruz got behind in the count. He had to come in, and Cruz was waiting on him.
Cincinnati tied things up in the bottom of the seventh, and it all started with two outs. Keegan Thompson walked number eight hitter Jose Barrero, and then number nine hitter Chucky Robinson took care of business.
Breaking ball hit high into the air into right field. Going back, it's gone! We're tied at two. Chucky Robinson, opposite field bomb, has tied this ball game.
The Cubs put a couple of runners on base in the eighth, but Alexis Diaz came on to get the final out of the inning. Diaz then pitched a scoreless ninth. Brandon Hughes came out of the bullpen to pitch the bottom of the ninth for Chicago. He walked Stuart Fairchild to begin the inning. That brought Spencer Steer to the plate.
The pitch. Steer swings, sends a fly ball, well hit, deep center field. Morrell going back. It's over his head. It's going to one hop off the wall. Here comes Fairchild around third. He will score, and the Reds walk it off. Spencer Steer comes through, driving one over the center fielder Morrell, scoring Fairchild all the way from first. The Reds win it 3-2.
Reds win it 3-2. Here are the totals. For Cincinnati, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, 6 left. Chicago, 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. They strand at 6. Diaz the winner, 7-3. Hughes the loser, 2-3. Home runs in the game, Contreras number 22, Robinson number 2. 2 hours, 52 minutes, 13,738 at Great American Ballpark. With the victory, the Reds are now 62-99. The Cubs, 73-88 with the defeat. Time to hear from the guy who drove in that game-winning run, Spencer Steer.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool feeling. Just an exciting way to win a ball game, and hopefully we can, you know, keep it going tomorrow, finish stronger.
You lost your shirt, as it looks like. What happened there?
Yeah, they were tugging at my jersey pretty hard. I guess the undershirt kind of came with it, so, you know, just kind of got to roll with it. They stole it away from me, so I just kind of had to cruise in the dugout shirtless.
Some horned up old ladies coming down the stairs behind me, all excited about it.
Were you looking for anything in particular?
Fastball. Just trying to stay on the heater and just trust that I got a good enough swing to put the bat on the ball. You know, last at bat I got kind of blown away by fastball, so I was just trying to, you know, get going a little earlier and make sure I didn't miss the fastball I was looking to get.
You saw the ball go over his head, and knowing how fast that Fairchild is, you had to probably think by the time you reached second, you knew the game was going to be over right there.
Yeah, once I saw it, it got over his head. I saw Stu had a really good jump and a really good read on the ball, and like you said, he's a really good runner. So, that was pretty sweet.
Did you think you'd hit it good enough to get over his head?
Yeah, I got a good piece of it, but, colder air, you never know. These outfielders at this level, man, they catch everything, it seems like. So I didn't know really until it'd be around.
Game 162 of this 2022 baseball season comes your way on Wednesday afternoon. Right-hander Graham Ashcraft goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He's 5-5 with a 4.52 ERA. Right-hander Adrian Sampson will pitch for Chicago. He's 4-5, his ERA 3.10. We're on the air with the pregame show at 3:40. First pitch is scheduled for 4:10. And once again, the final score on Tuesday night, the Reds walk it off over the Cubs. They win it 3-2. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.